Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got to get motivated. We got to get angry. We got to get focused. We got to clear our minds and realize the globalists are using terrorism, using manufactured crises, natural disasters, you name it, to sell us on total control. We've caught them red-handed yet again. And it's bipartisan corruption at the federal level. The locals actually did a pretty good job. We've now learned why the police stood down, because the FEMA was jamming their communications. So I said, look at how bad the cops are. Look at how pathetic they are, 70% walking off the job. I was wrong. I apologize. The feds jammed their communications. That's why 30% had to stay behind and try to communicate with each other in private, you know, in face-to-face meetings. This is all documented, and in my zest to expose the incompetence of government, I said some things that weren't, well, I was going off the mainstream media about the police that weren't accurate. The FEMA jammed them, but to the police, I apologize. FEMA is just so criminal. It's just there's no end to their depths. We're going to be going over that. But again, on InfoWars.com, it's only on InfoWars.com right now. Get it up on Prison Planet later. We have the photos of the dead people. And you need to see the horror, and this is nothing. But oh, we're evil for posting these. Why do they show dead Jews in World War II? Why do they show our dead soldiers in World War II? Why do they show dead Japanese with the A-bombs dropped on them? Why do they show the dead from the Civil War? Gruesome up-close photos. No, they selectively tell you what to see and what not to see to make the government look good. They've gotten the propaganda they need now to get more funding. They don't need to look any worse. And so go to InfoWars.com. Get that article with those photos. Email it out to everybody. Get our article about FEMA deliberately sabotaging the levees and deliberately sabotaging the communications lines and the firefighters and the police and jamming the police. Get those articles and get them out to everybody. I cannot stress how important these are. So many patriots are missing the boat. They're not even talking about this. They're so busy talking about weather modification and jabbering 100 miles an hour, I guess like I am, but about other issues. The key is we've got them red-handed. The evidence is blowing the levees, but again, that's only 98%. We got them 100% jamming police communications lines, blocking firefighters in water, shooting at cops. We got them red-handed jamming and cutting communications. We got them red-handed blocking the water. We got them red-handed. Red-handed. We caught the cat with the canary in its mouth, eating it. It's not an accident. So please, please get those reports we put out in the last 3 days. Get them out to people. When you, the listeners, move, when you send the emails out, when you post on the message boards, it is unstoppable. You know, they lost all the traction they had. They were getting approval rating boost out of the London bombings they carried out, the government. And then when we exposed it was MI6 behind it, and we exposed the drills and all that, that became one of the biggest stories on the web. And they dropped that story like a hot potato and quit using it. Quit using it to get a police state. I mean, we're actually contending with them. We're actually in the ring holding our own, but we got to gut up and supercharge and get fired up and get our second wind and just go full bore against them. Another article we're working on that should have been up last night and should be up today is all these mainstream news articles I've got about the criminal records of a bunch of these FEMA employees and FEMA knowingly hiring vicious felons. That is a very important part of this puzzle. Because you wonder how FEMA could do all this criminal stuff. They're criminals. They're criminals. Criminals. Not all of them, but the key compartmentalized cadres or special units. We'll get into Mexican troops coming into Texas and Louisiana and a lot more on the other side of this quick break. Massive news blitz straight ahead.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me get into some more of the news, and then we'll go to Esther and Eric and Joe and Don and David and others and Daryl. We've got about 51 and a half minutes left in this worldwide broadcast. So we have FEMA censoring the photos of the dead people. All other photos of dead are just fine. But don't show the photos of people, a lot of who died, because FEMA blocked all the aid from coming in because they wanted riots to start so they could have martial law control. FEMA made 1,000 firefighters take sexual harassment class while New Orleans drowned, Salt Lake City Tribune. Not long after, some 1,000 firefighters sat down for 8 hours of training, the whispering began. What are we doing here? As New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin pleaded on national television for firefighters as the building burned, as buildings burned, his own are exhausted after working around the clock for a week. A battalion of highly trained men and women sat idle Sunday in a muggy Sheraton Hotel conference room in Atlanta. Many of the firefighters assembled from Utah and throughout the United States by the Federal Emergency Management Agency thought they were going to be deployed as emergency workers. Instead, they have learned that they are going to be community relations officers for FEMA, shuffled throughout the Gulf Coast region to disseminate flyers and a phone number. So again, it's all just propaganda. FEMA does not render aid, folks. FEMA is there to make sure things break down. And so when all these people try to volunteer, they just keep absorbing them for petty operations. Things that won't, you know, the Coast Guard goes, we got fuel. No, we don't want it. We got food right now. We want to bring it in. No, we're going to wait 5 days. On Monday, some firefighters stuck in the staging area at the Sheraton peeled off their FEMA-issued shirts and stuffed them in backpacks, saying they refuse to represent the federal agency. Meanwhile, all over Louisiana, three parishes we know of, the sheriffs are guarding key infrastructure from FEMA, who has been caught in the dead of night sabotaging communications. Federal officials are unapologetic. It's like Bush says, hey, what problem? There's no problem. I would go back and ask the firefighters to revisit his commitment to FEMA, to firefighting, and to the citizens of this country. And FEMA spokeswoman Mary Huddick said, it goes on, the firefighters, or at least the fire chiefs who assigned them to come to Atlanta, knew what the assignment would be, Huddick said. The initial call to action very specifically says, we're looking for two persons, fire teams, to do community relations. Yeah, not to fight fires while the city was burning. She said, so if there is a breakdown in communication, it was likely in their own departments. One fire chief from Texas agreed that he calls was clear to work as a community relations officer, but he wonders why the 1,400 firefighters FEMA attracted to Atlanta weren't being put to better use. He also questions why the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, of which FEMA is a part, has not responded better to the disaster. It's meant to break down. It's meant to go bad. When police try to go in and fix levees with the National Guard, and they were coordinating, FEMA would run around turning them back, screaming at them, telling them to stop, and then busily in front of everyone, you know, going around jamming the communications. Again, how much more obvious does this have to get? The firefighters, several of whom are from Utah, were told to bring backpacks, sleeping bags, first aid kits, and meals ready to eat. They were told to prepare for austere conditions. Many of them came with awkward fire gear and expected to wade the floodwaters, sift through rubble, and save lives. Instead, they're being taught how to not sexually harass. Meanwhile, the hardcore criminals of FEMA, the real FEMA employees, many of which have serious felony records, are running around. I mean, we've got multiple reports every day of they go, you want a ride, baby? You're going to give me something. I mean, this was even in front of reporters who were with. There were multiple reporters with Sean Penn, and there's women stuck on a building, right? And the cops are the FEMA cops are busy laughing, taking pictures of Sean Penn, and right in front of reporters, and in front of reporters, folks, going, "Hey, baby, show me what you got." See, it's a big joke. You got all these real serious firemen and real serious cops trying to volunteer and real serious military people, and they're all lined up wanting to help. And sorry, our boys are having a good time right now. I mean, that's how bad this is, folks. So just one of literally 50 articles. White House, Mrs. Bush's comment was personal. Associated Press, Barbara Bush was making a personal observation when she said poor people at a relocation center in Houston were faring better than before Hurricane Katrina struck. President Bush's spokesman said Wednesday, Scott McClellan, whose father was LBJ's lawyer and says LBJ told him he killed Kennedy. Oh, but let's ignore that. Scott McClellan, the White House press secretary, did not answer directly when asked if the president agreed with his mother's remarks. Mrs. Bush, after touring the Astrodome complex in Houston on Monday, said, what I'm hearing, what is sort of scary, is that all want to stay in Texas. Everyone is so overwhelmed by the hospitality, and so many of the people in the arena here, you know, were underprivileged anyway, so this is working very well for them, she commented during a radio interview with the American public media program Marketplace. And then off camera, she said even more about how they're dysfunctional. Notice how the media just ignores that comment. McClellan at the White House briefing said, I think she was making a personal observation of some of the comments that people were making that she was running into. And I'm going to be honest, folks. This is nothing compared to her going, I don't care about the dead troops. She actually said, I don't care about that. Don't think about that. Why should I bother my beautiful mind with body bags? I mean, frankly, folks, people I know have been saying, hey, these folks are happier here than they were in Louisiana. Our local news is saying that because they are. I mean, they like Texas, folks, Texas hospitality. I mean, that really is the truth. I'm not defending her, but I'm defending how they, you know, the fact that this is being said by people. But what we're focused on is helping these people who are in need. Asked if Bush agreed with his mother, McClellan said, I think that the observation is based on someone or some people that are talking to her. I mean, the story here, though, is the spin. It was the comment about how these people are dysfunctional. That's what got in the news. But now they're just ignoring all of that. Now, this is really, really important. Okay? I said over and over again, Bush wants Gonzalez. He put a trial balloon up a few months ago when the first justice stepped down, Sandra Day O'Connor. Now Rehnquist dies Saturday night at his home from complications of cancer, and Bush takes this deep Bush insider, Roberts, whose record is mixed, but the most dangerous thing is he says Bush is above the law. He agrees that Bush is the law, which is totally unconstitutional. He thinks that arresting citizens without warrants and holding them secretly is good. We've got him there. He's mixed on other things, but he is nothing compared to Gonzalez. Open member of MECHA, a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan group. It means, the La Reconquista is very, very serious. And but that's nothing compared to him saying Bush is above the law, but we can torture people to death, and if we don't kill them on purpose, it's not torture. I want to ban guns. I'm for more gun control than the assault weapons ban. I don't think 12-year-olds should have to tell their parents when they have abortions. By the time you hear about it in the media, it's Gonzalez isn't clear on abortion. What are you talking about? I mean, this guy is way left of Bill Clinton on the false left-right paradigm. And here it is. Gonzalez is mentioned in Supreme Court remarks. President Bush said Tuesday that his list of candidates to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was wide open, and he jokingly, pointedly singled out Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Mr. Bush mentioned Mr. Gonzalez as a possibility and comments to reporters at the end of a cabinet meeting fueled concern among conservatives who were already mobilizing against the Attorney General. Conservatives say Mr. Gonzalez has not shown himself to be sufficiently opposed to abortions, that nominating him would miss an opportunity to move the court fundamentally to the right. Mr. Bush said that he had yet to make up his mind and that he would take a good long time to look at it and see who should replace Justice O'Connor. What does that mean? But he mentioned only one name, that of Mr. Gonzalez. So now they're doing a bait and switch. It was going to be Roberts for O'Connor, but then Rehnquist dies, so now he's switching it to Gonzalez for O'Connor, who was his first choice. He mentioned only one name, that of Mr. Gonzalez, a longtime friend and aide who, if nominated and confirmed, would be the first Hispanic on the court. Get ready for the betrayal. Get ready for Gonzalez. It won't matter if he says Bush is above the law. It won't matter if he's for arresting American citizens and torturing them. It won't matter if he's a member of a group that openly calls for killing white people. It won't matter. Again, folks, I don't care if they make the whole court Hispanic. Just make them pro-Second Amendment, pro-America, anti-abortion, pro-border. Gonzalez is the guy is like Ted Kennedy, but worse. Ted Kennedy has never said the president is above the law and that torturing people to death is okay. I mean, folks, these are the actual memos. This guy is an actual Nazi pig monster. And you're going to have the left, I heard NPR yesterday, worshiping Gonzalez. See, how obvious is this? The New York Times says Saddam's got nukes. You know, the New York Times, the Washington Post says Bush increased funding for the levees. Total lie. NPR says Gonzalez is good. I mean, how much of this do we... And you know what? When they put Gonzalez in, all the neocons will suddenly say he's conservative. You watch. They'll suddenly say, well, no, he's good. Shut up, liberals. It's just... Alberto Gonzalez, we wrote a big article exposing him on PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you'll go pull that article and get it out to people. Bush, it's the only name he's mentioned, is Gonzalez. Alberto, I love torture Gonzalez. And, you know, he can... Alberto, Joseph Mengele, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Gonzalez. Alberto, the terrible... Just unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the Nobio Deodorant Lotion Bar and the Handmade All-Natural Soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NOBIO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm just going to have this guest up for 5-10 minutes in the next segment, Reporters Without Borders, about the police beating up reporters and how that ties into the FEMA intimidation. But right now, let's start going to your calls. Let's talk to Esther in Missouri. Thanks for holding, Esther.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
You've already covered one of the things I wanted to talk about better than I could, and that's the firefighters down there. I just wanted to say that I can't imagine that the hometown fire departments are very happy about putting the bill for them to go down there and shorting themselves on help to have them do nothing more than hand out flyers like a bunch of Boy Scouts. I think.
Well, again, they do that. Listen, all FEMA does is move in, block the police, block all the state aid agencies, let things get worse. That this has all been done by design.
Right. I know that. Well, the hometown fire department thought to make some noise over this.
Well, noise is being made, and FEMA just laughs.
Good. Good. They ought to scream loud and long.
Well, listen, do you realize that a lot of high-level FEMA employees are convicted felons? I mean, the government has hired criminals.
Yeah, I've discovered that in the last few days.
I mean, it takes criminals to sit there and tell firefighters and police you can't help people, including your own mama. I can't believe, though, the head of emergency management there in New Orleans let his mother die.
Oh, that just...
FEMA wouldn't let him in for 5 days to get his mother, and he waited in order, he waited in line, and they let his mama die.
Oh.
I mean, let me tell you something. I'm not going to let my mother die. The FEMA piece of trash that gets in between me and my mother is going to have a big problem.
Right. You'd take him on. And
well, I mean, that's not courage. That's just normal behavior.
Right, absolutely. Another thing, with 9/11 coming on Sunday, this is the perfect time for people to get out and do something. Now, here in Kansas City, we're going to have a demonstration. It's Demand 9/11 Truth, Demand Katrina Truth, and...
Good. Is KCXL, our wonderful affiliate, promoting that?
No, we citizens are just doing it.
Well, I know in the past they promoted it.
Yeah.
Tell us where it's going to be.
Okay, it will be at 2:00 on the plaza at the Horse Fountain, which most people know, 47th and J.C. Nichols Parkway. 47th and J.C. Nichols Parkway at the Horse Fountain.
At what
2:00 time? 2:00.
All right, thank you for the call.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we've got a listener who's showing martial law somewhere in Missouri. I forget the town. We've got a link on InfoWars. We actually took it down, but we're going to put it back up. On September 11th, he's showing it, and I'm not making a dime out of it. I'm glad that people are showing it, and it's going to be good. And he's going to show it again in a week or two, but... all right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Eric in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
It's great to talk with you. I've got a comment, and I got two, I think, very important things that I want to bring up. First of all, I was sitting there, and I was watching the other day when they started putting the troops into New Orleans, and I said, that looks like they're establishing a beachhead here in our country, doesn't it? Is this really amazing to watch it on TV? What you've been showing on your videos for years is finally happening now in real time.
And they had to have it fall apart because then that's a demonstration of why we need troops and why we need to get rid of Posse Comitatus and why FEMA needs to run our lives.
You're exactly right, sir. Two things I want to bring up is, first of all, in Nashville, this really got me worried. In Nashville on September 23rd and 25th, this was in August 22nd, Tennessean newspaper. That's the main newspaper in Nashville. The mayor's office of emergency management is planning a what they call emergency preparedness challenge. And in this event, they're looking for volunteers. That's why they posted this article. The event will include crisis drills, including situations of building collapse, terrorist attack, and biohazards at mock crisis sites in West and North Nashville, in Williamson County.
Yeah, I've been to many of these. Guaranteed they're going to have some of you play the part of terrorist. And that might be good to get video of that.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Do you know they've got an independent contractor, the name of it is Systems Research and Applications Corp. Have you ever heard of them before?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to give everybody in Nashville a heads up on that. The other thing is, I don't know if somebody's already told you about, in the first part of August, Palazon for the whole week on Palazon Now on CNN was talking about the coming police state, and it was like watching a documentary of yours with just her hosting it. They talked about the cars tracking you. They talked about national ID, cell phone.
But I'm sure it was all good, though. I'm sure she said it was good, right?
Right. Y'all, yeah, they...
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
We're talking to Dolan Shally and the director of Reporters Without Borders, their spokesman up in New York City. Honored to have them on. And then we'll be talking to some of the callers, Joe and Don and Paul and Mark, and that'll probably be it for the calls today after we take those four calls, because I've got some more news I want to cover. We've got about 26 and a half minutes left here today. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There have been a lot of mainstream media reports of reporters getting punched in the mouth, getting assaulted. I mean, we're talking mainstream reporters for local newspapers. The cops beat them up. They laugh at them. They take their film or their memory sticks away. And now FEMA is saying no photos of the dead, but we can see photos of dead people in World War II or Vietnam or from the Civil War. So it's just an attack on the First Amendment and an attack on reporters. And I've had cops all over the country tell me turn off news cameras when I'm there with a news crew with congressional press passes. I mean, real bona fides that will get you, you know, 10 feet from the president. And the establishment is giving police, the authorities, basically this free reign to do this. And it's very dangerous to a free society. For those who didn't know, the First Amendment is the backbone of a free society. Dolan Shally, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
Tell us particularly about your position with Reporters Without Borders and what the organization does, and then bring us up to speed on these frightening developments in the flood-ravaged areas.
Well, Reporters Without Borders is headquartered in Paris with an international base all over the world. What we do is we fight for press freedom issues around the globe. and we are a media watchdog organization. And
well, let's take it from the top. What do you think of FEMA saying no photos of the dead?
Well, the situation with FEMA is nothing new. That should be taken into account. The badgering of journalists has been an ongoing process with this administration and prior administrations for a number of decades. And the basic premise for that is that there is a direct link with the journalists somehow instigating violence or creating more attention towards lawlessness that most people, in particular security forces, would deem threatening. There are several incidents in the last couple of weeks. We have the reporters from the Canadian Toronto Star, Tim Harper, and the photographer, Lucas Olenuk, who were filming the victims who were engaging in attacks of the police with the looters. The police grabbed them. They took out their film. They snatched their press cards. They insulted and threatened them. A second incident involved Gordon Russell from the New Orleans-based Times, Picayune Daily. He was covering a shootout between police and local residents near the convention center, where the victims were waiting for evacuation. Obviously, there was a very tense environment, but the police detained Russell and smashed all of his equipment, on the ground.
Well, at Waco, they had called the media to cover it, the BATFN. But after it went bad, we've got video of them just beating the reporters up for pleasure. It's almost like they throw fits and do this, but and then they always have an excuse. Well, it was a critical situation, and we're self-enforcing, you know, because they're blowing our security. We've had the Pentagon say they're going to kill reporters on the eve of the Iraq war if they, quote, got in the way, and we've now seen more reporters killed in Iraq than in any other conflict in modern history. We're talking to Tala Dolachala, and she is the New York representative for Reporters Without Borders. Please continue.
Well, basically, I agree with you in terms of what's happening in Iraq. The bodies that are being sent back from Iraq are also not allowed to be photographed. So, again, this incident with FEMA is nothing new in terms of this kind of standard of linking journalists with exposing...
well, we're not going to know the truth to make decisions about our form of government if we can't have our reporters in America covering things.
Well, I agree with you, Alex. I think that in terms of the types of coverage that U.S. media have generally covered, the bloody wrath of the war is generally something that's covered abroad more extensively than it is in America.
Well, here's a microcosm. I go to the RNC with congressional press passes, maximum press passes, even to get backstage, to get right down 10 feet from the president when he gave his speech. But I'm at Ground Zero interviewing little old ladies, and cops run over and threaten to arrest me if I don't leave. Then I watch them arrest a American Spectator conservative reporter. I mean, what is this new mentality? Because I've never seen this in my 11 years, and that isn't long, but I've never seen this new mentality as if some memo has gone out to treat us like trash.
Well, I believe that there are direct links to post-September 11th security crackdowns based solely with the idea that it's terrorism, but it's been taken to an extreme. The turnover in terms of FEMA's administration is one clear indication. FEMA used to have the policy of working directly, primarily in natural disasters. Now natural disasters is just a branch off of what FEMA is doing under the National Security Policy Guidelines, which makes it very difficult for FEMA in terms of focusing specifically on national disasters, as it did so well during the Clinton administration. But since this post-September 11th, the Patriot Act, swiftly adopted by Congress, monitoring information, clamping down on information, journalists are that thread to and direct link to civil society, which makes them very threatening.
Now, we do have the embeds. We have the Army Times with the regular Army calling people combatants, calling them the resistance, I've even heard the term terrorists used, but one article in the Army Times was calling them the insurgency, when really it was a small group from the reports we got that was actually looting and causing problems. So we almost see a bloodlust here. It's very scary.
Well, it is difficult to say, especially if you haven't been on the ground to see exactly what is happening in terms of lawlessness. I appreciate the fact, and I'm sure many of us do as American citizens, that there are police out there volunteering their time and also coming from different states like New York to help control the situation. What Reporters Without Borders does not agree with is that information during this very sensitive time, forbidden journalists to accompany different police crews on boats, forbidding them to take photos of family members or the dead, is really stopping the information.
What is FEMA? This seems like this whole thing's being used as a training drill of how to control information and how to control populations. I mean, they admit that Iraq and Afghanistan are, quote, active laboratories. The Defense Department has said that Camp X-Ray is a laboratory. And so they're testing all of this there, and I don't think they want the media covering that.
Well, they really don't. And even though FEMA has been heavily criticized for its slow response to the devastation, it is now, their agency spokeswoman has said that it is not showing, allowing for the journalists to photograph the dead or to accompany people on rescue boats is really in respect to the recovery of the victims and also...
Total bull.
Well, these are the feedback that we're getting back. And
look at the past. They love showing images of dead bodies if they can demonize some foreign group. They show the dead bodies of people from World War II, the Civil War. I mean, why suddenly can't we see dead bodies?
Again, Alex, it's based a lot on, do we see a lot of blood of the war? Are we getting accurate images?
And no, we're not.
In Iraq? Well, then there is a clear explanation of the types of very boxed-in covers that you see with Fox News.
Well, all Americans should be terrified of this. I mean, the government is actively engaging in perception management. They are actively trying to keep you from seeing the real images of what's happened. And now it's not over in Iraq 5,000, 6,000 miles away, folks. Now it's in the South. Now it's in, and next it'll be in your town. Can you give us the website to Reporters Without Borders?
Sure. It's www.ralphsamfrank.org. That's www.rsf.org.
We'll get a link to that on Infowars.com. I mean, I've been ranting a bit here. I'm just upset about this. In just a few minutes, because I know you're busy, anything you think is important that needs to be imparted to the audience?
Well, I think that one of the things that we should think about, Alex, is looking for alternative sources of news. We're very fortunate in this country to be able to have a plethora of news that we can access through the internet, through different types of more fair types of programming. And it's not just about turning on Fox News and saying that's the story. And so audiences should really be very proactive day by day by looking for alternative sources of media to get the full and complete story.
And supporting alternative media. I mean, the establishment media knows that they've lost about 40% of their audience. They're beginning to panic. Do you think that this is a response by the government now that they don't have just the compliant four networks to try to start cracking down on information?
Well, there was bound to be a concave spread. The system was going to fall into itself, we shall say, because of the extremity of the types of coverage that you see with Fox News and then with Al Jazeera. People are looking for that more medium in terms of trying to get the real story. And because it's such entertainment news now rather than the traditional real news, it's actually a positive effect in terms of American civil society really looking for other papers outside of the United States to get and gather information on the world.
And not even believing those foreign outlets. It's just cross-referencing and really getting a wide variety of information.
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's good news. Now, specifically, is it the Louisiana police smashing equipment and beating people up, or is it FEMA? I mean, specifically, in these instances, who is doing this?
In the incidents with Tim Harper and his colleague from the Toronto Star in Canada, these were Louisiana-based police. The incident with Gordon Russell was as well Louisiana-based police. I believe that the FEMA has not directly attacked any journalists. They have put on very kind of strict draconian style, you know, mandates in terms of what media are allowed.
Yeah, they're there at the outskirts blocking the media from getting in.
They're not directly doing it, but there are some speculations as to whether or not the Bush administration is preventing the
media.
Well,
we know they've set the policy for the police not to let people in. I mean,
clearly, and media are also banned from photographing flag-draped caskets of U.S. soldiers in Iraq. And this, again, this is nothing new. This criticism was sparked, you know, over a year ago when these caskets were returning home.
Well, it's not stopping the photos of dead from getting out.
It isn't, but it is making it a bit more difficult for journalists, especially if they are the ones being attacked. And we have to remember again.
Well, we've got a photo right now on Infowars.com of the dog eating a dead body. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was waiting for you.
You were taken aback by that statement. No, I mean there are photos in the foreign press of things like dogs eating dead bodies. I was just going to say that.
Well. Obviously, journalists are out there, and obviously they're doing a remarkable job. It's actually a real breath of fresh air to see this kind of journalism happening. I think as a journalist, many of us have been very kind of disappointed, as you have, with the types of coverage that we've been seeing in recent months. It's been very boxed in. It's been very below mainstream. And now journalists are really taking a step forward and getting the real story. And that's a real problem, clearly, due to the lack of coordination by FEMA, who is being heavily criticized, the Bush administration really wanting to uphold the populace in terms of popular votes. This incident really could be the cornerstone for a complete disapproval of this administration. These are not.
No, I agree with you. That's why they're desperately trying to control it.
Yeah,
all
it was
right,
an interesting thing that I was hearing this woman, this African American woman, say, "We are not refugees. We are American citizens." I mean, I think that phrase alone really hits home hard. That these images that we're seeing are of Americans.
Well, that's right. Refugees. Typically, that means from one country to another.
Refugees is from movement from one country to another. I mean, clearly, the phrase...
That's right. I mean, I haven't made that point. Refugee means from one country to another. It's saying outsiders. These are American citizens. That term is incorrect. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on with us, Paula Dalla-Challa, and I really appreciate what Reporters Without Borders is doing, and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Seriously, folks, we weren't going to post the photos of the dead bodies. I mean, 100 other websites are doing it, too. Foreign newspapers are posting them. We weren't going to post them. I mean, that's not particularly something that we're into, macabre images. But because the government's trying to block your access to that, because FEMA has no right to say that, to tell the press, you know, to don't show these images, when they show these images, again, this is total doublethink, folks. This is total mindless doublethink. It's like when they tried to say, don't show the beheading on TV. I mean, people have a right to see that if they want to see it. Now we weren't going to put it all on our website. But if people wanted the access to it, then you'll find it somewhere else. But because there's this attempt, we've written an article about it. We put it on Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and take a few calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to... Let's go to Don in Indiana first. Don in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Don.
Listen, I just want to say I got a good friend that has relatives in New Orleans, and they told him just before the levees broke, they were hearing explosions.
We do have the Toronto Globe and Mail reporting that, and many others, sir.
Okay.
I mean, we got FEMA cutting police communications lines and jamming communications as the storm came in. I mean, that's clear terrorism right there.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's been mainstream news. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, about all you say, it's nothing new, is it? We've seen this stuff over and over again.
You haven't called in about a year. You're the retired federal marshal. What are your buddies that are still in the federal marshalship? What do they say?
Well, I haven't really talked to them much. I've talked to other police, and everybody's just shaking their head. It's It's unacceptable, totally unacceptable, obviously. It's by design. It couldn't be anything else.
Well, your friends, your colleagues, I mean, are they saying it's by design, or are they just saying unacceptable?
Unacceptable so far. But, you know, I mean, sooner or later you have to face the truth about it. I mean, you know, they're involved in that kind of work, rescue work and things like that. And, you know, it's pretty general across the board. And obviously the help was withheld intentionally. And the federal government withheld it. Right now they're going to make the mayor of New Orleans a whipping boy. And they're going to blame it all on him. But, you know, with FEMA turning away help and turning away countries and everything else, and, you know, when people are dying, you immediately go rush to their aid. It doesn't matter who's doing it.
Well, what about a week ago, the firefighters show up to help, and they go, okay, you're not going to help. We've got 5 days of sexual harassment training for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add, Don?
I just wanted to get on record for that, you know.
Good to hear from you. We'll take a few final calls on the other side. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A journey for me. I mean, it's hard to believe how evil these criminal elements are in our government, but we know about human history. We know about the human psyche. We know that when powerful people who are evil get into control of government, things get really bad because there's nothing to hold back these evil people. And they cloak themselves in legitimacy. And they really are widening crises, carrying out terror attacks as a pretext for more control. You watch, at the end of the day, they're going to get more funds, more control, Even if we're all mad at the government, they're going to get more power out of it. Man, it's just atrocious. It's so obvious. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go to Joe in California, and I want to go to Paul and Mark. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
A couple of points. Number one, go ahead and continue. Give us all that information, whatever photographs. You know, countless of times a year we get bombarded, and I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic here, with pictures and photographs of the victims of the concentration camps. And so just as that is so important, so is this. FEMA is obviously a bunch of corrupt, you know, some of them are corrupt individuals, felons, et cetera, that have been hired, and they're being sent over there to try and rescue and help these poor people that have actually survived somehow. And that's just outrageous stuff. The fact that we'll never know what the actual body count.
No, you're right. I mean, look, they show dead all the time when it suits them. But whenever it doesn't, I mean, we're talking about a helicopter shot of a dead body. I mean, it's not even, it's sad. We need to show how these people were left behind. Oh, no, you can't see that. But, ooh, let's go watch a violent movie where an alien busts out of a baby's stomach.
Yeah, when I was in school, I'm sure as you were, we received all these pictures and photographs up close, shots of the victims in concentration camps. There's still some of the most...
Yeah, eyeballs hanging out of heads, maggots. But don't you show this. Oh, no. Listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Absolutely. Great point. And I'm sorry we're cutting folks short. We're just out of time. Call me back tomorrow. Great points. Paul in Indiana, then Mark in Missouri. We have time. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
A couple quick points. One, I'm sure a lot of people saw the interview with the Jefferson Parish president.
Yes, we played that, and it's also on the website.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The fact that he came out and he says that, FEMA needs more funding, they need more power, blah, 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 but they cut his emergency phone lines. I mean, did people not see that just be boggled in their minds by that? That's
well,
one point.
If you notice in that video, he's looking down, reading, and he finally just throws it down and tells the truth. That they all give them scripts. He's reading a script. He knows it's bull. He just throws it aside and goes, FEMA needs to take over our lives. Unlimited power. Right. He throws it down. FEMA's horrible. FEMA, they're cutting our lines.
Second quick point is people still do not understand that all those people needed was water. You can say that the disaster was too big. We didn't have, this or that. But there's no way for them to get around the fact that all those people needed was water to survive.
Exactly. Thank you for the call.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Let's take a final call. Mark, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you for putting a link to our on your website where people in Missouri can come and see your latest documentary in Springfield, Missouri this Sunday at 7 p.m.
Okay. What else is on your mind, sir?
Have you heard of Sorka Fall, a Russian reporter?
Yeah, it rings a bell.
Well, I don't have time to get into that ad.
No,
today.
Go ahead. Tell us. What did he say?
Well, there's an ad that I just got last night talking about Russian forces preparing for massive earthquakes as the Gulf of Mexico becomes zone of death and the New Madrid fault zone heads toward a cataclysmic event. Have you heard of that?
I have. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2, back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.